Proclamation number 6237 of 13th of March, 1955. Word of God, Love Doctrine. Right Heralds. Wherever the teaching of love is proclaimed, my word is preached there, and the human being is shown the path which leads to me. For it is love which you lack, and the shaping into love is the right path to me. But since your purpose of earthly life is unification with me, which can only take place through love, every proclaimer of the teaching of love is blessed by me, for he contributes towards bringing my living creations back to me again, which I had lost, which voluntarily distanced themselves from me. Your earthly existence as a human being was only given to you for the purpose that you turn back on your previous path, that you take a different path, which always happens when you practice love. And because you don't do this by yourselves, my servants have to encourage you to do so. They have to exemplify a life of love for you themselves, and also acquaint you with my commandments, which only demand love for me and your neighbor. You shall be introduced to the knowledge of the fulfillment of my will and its effect by these servants. Through them you shall learn of my never-ending love for you and of my aim to make you my children. You shall come to know me as a God of love, wisdom and power, so that you will now learn to love your God and call upon him as your Father, so that he will receive you again as his children and fetch you home into the Father's house. You can only solve your task if you know about it, and I will bless anyone who instructs you about it. After all, he is my servant and co-worker who speaks on earth in my stead, because I cannot express myself in order not to force the freedom of faith. And you humans can always regard the one who preaches love as my servant, for he preaches me myself. He can never be in the service of another master if he brings my commandment of love for God and his neighbor to you humans' attention, because then he will irrevocably speak for me, namely, what I myself would speak if I were visibly present amongst you humans. And only someone who is unloving in his actions and nature has no right to speak of love, because his words are lies and illusions which are only intended to cover his nature if he expects an advantage from his speeches. But he will never speak and act selflessly, and such only confirms him as my right servant who is active on my behalf and therefore also receives my blessing. Love alone confirms his mission, and love alone also gives my servant the ability to speak for me and my name. For if he himself does not have love within himself, his words are dead, nor do they awaken fellow human beings to life. And he will also rarely only take love as the subject of his speech. He will speak what he has learned himself, but not what he has experienced himself. For the spirit is missing which gives life to his words, but which is only the result of a life of love. Love will fill the preacher with strength to speak and appeal to the listener and motivate him to put into action what he has heard, and then he will shape himself into love, which is like turning to me, from whom he will no longer detach himself in eternity. Amen.